What's going on, everybody? Just figured I'd try to do and review my picks. Give you a quick little audio message here. Going to try to wrap it up in 2 or 3 minutes. But did want to try to review some of my plays. I've been trying to make plays every day, if not a couple times a week over the last couple months. Just really to track my progress, see what's going on, see how I do. I like to look at a lot of the other sports too. Football, obviously, big betting scene there. But, I don't try to just limit it to basketball. But basketball and college basketball, for sure, definitely one of my top areas and favorite areas to try to handicap. So, that said, I'm going to look at two games today. The first one is going to be Northern Iowa against Evansville. Northern Iowa has always been a contender, really, in the Missouri Valley Conference. It's really been them and Wichita State over the last couple years. They've actually had a tough go-round over the last, the beginning of the season this year, starting off slow, but really coming on right now, and especially at home against a team that really doesn't have the kind of recruiting power that they have, Evansville. They've always kind of contended, but really never stuck with the likes of Northern Iowa, the Wichitas, all those kind of guys. So just kind of want to look at this game. The line kind of short for my liking. I mean, it's only 7 points. To my liking, I think it's a good, definitely good value on the home favorite here. If you look at the last 7 games, Evansville's 1-6 in their last 7 games. Hasn't done a really good job of covering the spread, but neither has Northern Iowa here. But when you look at them, they've really come on. They beat Drake by a big, large margin there. And they're really, really trying to come together here to make the tournament. So essentially, I'm looking at them as my first play. Really just an elite team in the division, looking to beat up on a struggling Evansville squad. I'm really not a big trends guy, but just kind of throwing some trends out there if you guys like to handicap that way. I assume not too many people be listening to this in my first go around, but hey, might as well give it a shot. Northern Iowa is 11-4 in their last 16 games following an ATS win. Just something I read. I think that is a good sign, especially when a team is starting to bring it together. We're right around the halfway, maybe a little bit more in the season. So this is where some of the teams that are going to be contenders, teams that are going to be contending for the conference championships, are all going to be kind of starting to come together. So I think Evansville is kind of trending in the wrong direction here. I'm going to take Northern Iowa -7 at home. Book that for me all day. I like the value there. So for my second play today here, I think I'm going to go and I'm going to get back on the Florida bandwagon. Never really a big fan of trying to handicap and getting on the same side as the Florida Gators here, especially in basketball. We're talking SEC play in college football all day. I'll take them at home. Short point spread, definitely. But, here we're looking at -11 on the road against LSU. So, you're looking at that. You're saying, okay, LSU, not too bad last year. Had a talented team. They really didn't live up to their aspirations. But I think this year you're looking at a completely different team. No Ben Simmons. This team was really only hanging around last year because of him. They have Quarterman, but it's really not a good situation for them. Against the team, the Florida Gators, they have more talent. All across the board, they, again, have a good defense. They have a really good, decent enough scoring offense. And I think at home, this game really wouldn't be too much different. I think that you're looking on the road. They're trying to come off 2 losses in a row. From a situational standpoint, this is a game where it's time. It's beat-up time. LSU's really heading the wrong direction. You look at them. They've lost themselves 5 in a row, and at Arkansas, not a good loss if you're going to try to be in contention. Auburn, Alabama, they lost by almost 20 points to Alabama, being a dog by only 3 points. Those are the kind of trends I like to look at, especially when you're looking into handicapping basketball. You have to see where these teams are going, and LSU is just, they're in give-up mode, see who we can recruit next year, whereas the Gators coming off 2 losses after a pretty extensive win streak. I think that we're really looking at a team that's going to try to make a run, and they're going to win this game handily, especially if the line is starting around 10 or 11 points. This is going to be a game really where I think Florida just takes it to them. We're going to look at a 20-plus point win. I'm liking these two games. We got two favorites. I wouldn't say sharper square, but right kind of in the middle, and I like the situations here. I may put up a third looking at the NBA slate, but we'll see. I appreciate you guys listening. If you listened all the way through, went a little bit over. We got 4 minutes now, but I'm gonna try to do this more often, see what I can do, put it up on Twitter. Let me know if you have any questions. I'm always down to get into a little bit more depth and hear what you guys think. So just doing this out of the pure passion of the game, and hope you guys enjoy. Later.